Views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Boy, who is sitting here? Wowie.
To turn mine down. I feel like I just, holy moly. What
the that's heck? Okay. He won't be able to hear for the next year.
That's a little better.
Yay.
God bless my eardrums out. I get a hearing aid now. Good morning, Sovereign Minds, the radio show.
Wow, I got to turn mine down. That's today. Like, that's not good.
Well, you should have said something while I was over there. Today is Sunday, January 15th, 2023. My name is Mark Kent. I have a graduate degree in the School of Hard Knocks, and I've specialized in results. Just saying.
Hey.
Brought to you by Julie Foster, Allstate Insurance Agent, 810 Main Street, Red Bluff. Her phone number is 530-527-5534. She's the best, and she will take care of all your insurance needs. Also, Luke Pearson Construction, Custom Homes and Excavating, licensed and bonded, 530-605, quit snickering, 605-9575.
I mean, he's like my own child, that guy.
He is.
Yeah.
He's your problem.
He's my problem child. I got a couple of them.
Shout out to Marty McGill. At Clear Creek Microgreens, go down and check. Well, they probably haven't been having the farmer's market down there.
There's a big lake down there.
We waited for the rain so long, and yeah, I appreciate it. And yeah, the drought, and they'll tell us how bad it. Now we're going to be flooding, and it's not going to. You know, they're going to let the water all out, and we'll be back in drought in 3 years.
No, it won't even take that long.
3 months, you know, but. Yeah, I'm getting kind of tired of the rain. I would like to have at least a couple of days in between with some sunshine.
Oh, well, I'm tired of walking through the lakes to get to my car. Pretty soon I'm going to have to park down the street, you know?
You're so short that you could drown doing that. But,
yep, I could.
Anyway, shout out to Marty at my, Clear Creek Microgreens and Big O Tires, Jay and the gang. MountaintopMedia.com, where we have some special things coming up pretty soon, and we'll talk about them probably next week. Our producer, Liam, I believe, is in there, if I could see through the...
good morning.
Good morning. Yes.
He was sleepy, but I think he's awake now.
He's hanging out.
Sleepy Liam. He must have got decaffeinated or caffeinated or something-nated.
I had coffee this morning, but I think I need another one.
A little shot of deep-fried Folgers into the arm. Hey, what there is. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Like freeze-dried, not deep-fried.
I was going to say it.
Deep-fried Folgers.
Yuck. Freeze-dried isn't much better, probably, but anyhow.
There
been
you
exciting
go.
Weeks. Or
it's
days
exciting.
Since the last week, since last Sunday.
I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Dave, the kid that rocks around the clock, is not here today. He's on sabbatical, but he might
may
call
in.
In.
He may call in. Yeah. So.
Oh, wow. What a...
We should have somebody calling in, you know, about 15 after the hour with an update about school board stuff. And all the wonderful stuff that's happening in the school system.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's really difficult at this point to keep up with the news cycle. There's so much going on. Oh, do we have any announcements? I have one.
I can't think of any right now. I know I do, but I don't remember. Sorry about that. Kind of skipped a beat there.
That's helpful.
Well, You know, you got stuff in your head, and then, you know.
All right. So I do want to announce that the Walk for Life is in Reading on Saturday, January 28th. This is at the request of Nora Johnson, whoever you are. I know who you are. And that's January 28th, 2023, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And I'm looking here. It must be at the Sundial Bridge.
That's usually down there. What is that one area called? The atrium? No.
Oh, so what it says is, okay, I got the information here. We will be meeting on the steps of City Hall. Then we'll be walking from Reading City Hall to Lumberjacks and back to Reading City Hall. So you'll want to meet at Reading City Hall. And that will, again, is on January 28th at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. All right.
I know. I have an announcement. You know that California is one of the freest states in the United States. You know that?
Yeah, according to who? Gru from Despicable Me?
Yeah, something like that. It's like, wow, okay.
I'm telling you, man, it's getting real crazier. And it's getting crazier and crazier and crazier. You know, with the classified documents found in the garage, and then they found more, and is that, you know?
And his own attorney is giving up documents.
Yeah, see, something's not adding up here. I learn real slow, but I learn real good. And you know something? When your own guys that are we know are basically not honest, you know, criminal, whatever. When they start giving up their own guys, it kind of makes you wonder, you know, what's going on, because it's not that these guys are stellar. It's not like they wouldn't cheat. It's not like they wouldn't be deceptive. I don't care if they're attorneys or not. You know, in the past, we've dealt with these slimeball attorneys from that ilk, and they have lied, cheated, and still just like the politicians. So I'm not buying this thing at this point.
Well, yeah, it's so quick. I mean, in the mainstream media is being so open about it, you know. Okay, so what's really going on here?
I don't know. Is it a distraction? Are they giving up? Are they giving up Joe for Gru or Gavin? And
Because I saw that thing. You know, actually, she could Harris could move in, and then she could end up possibly, you know, being in office for 10 years. That's freaking scary.
No, she won't even make that
well,
far, because, I mean, people, I mean, really?
Well, I'm not saying, honestly, she would make it there, but we've seen things happen with our elections.
So we go from dementia to serial laugher? I mean, I don't know. I mean, every time I've seen her speak, you go, slap her! You know, I mean, really?
You need to slap them all up there. I mean, look at Joe. He can't even put two words together anymore.
Every day he's looking more and more like Jeff Dunham's puppet. I can't remember his name, Grandpa. Whatever.
No, you're talking. Well, there's a couple of them.
The old guy. I don't know his name. I can't remember.
Walter.
Walter.
I know that name.
You should.
Yeah.
We won't expand.
No, we won't expand on that. But
all right.
Walter.
So, but isn't he looking more and more like Walter?
Oh, yeah.
I think all you have to do is spray paint his head, or, you know, take some hair off and spray paint his head.
You haven't seen the new one that he's done in it? He puts the sunglasses on Walter. He looks just like Joe Biden, just like him.
I saw a little clip of him the other day. And I was like, wow, there's something seriously, his facial expression's getting worse and worse. It just looked weird, you know, and I don't know what it's...
Did you see the clip? He says, I have one word to describe America. He can't even come up with the one word. Never did hear what his one word was.
Conservative pressure.
Yeah, exactly.
Somehow, you know, hey, you know, he's like the Goofy Gopher Indians.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Remember the Goofy Gopher Indians back in the day? It was on the show with the coyotes or whatever, and there's like the one Goofy Gopher Indian, and they, you know, I'd ask him, he'd say, what does he think? And he says, what did he say? He said, crow fly high in the sky. You know, just like the F-Troop thing.
So. Yeah, exactly. That might be our caller calling in here.
Well, we're definitely doing a song and dance at this point. So hopefully this is Arthur Gorman.
Oh, no, we've got Mary. Good morning, Mary.
Hi, Hi, good morning, everybody. My question is, a long time ago, I thought, you know, based on the movie Dave, that we wouldn't have a president that looks like that, acts like that at the podium. I would have thought they'd bring in the ringer.
Well, you know something? Yeah, I mean, they might have already, Mary. They probably did. You just don't know it because, you know, I've seen several pictures of Joe. And, again, this is probably conspiracy garbage. But, you know, right now, I mean, we're running 1,000% on all the conspiracy theories.
Well, Jerry said that when he saw one of the telecasts. And we have an antenna. We don't even go to cable. But he saw one of the news telecasts, and he says, that doesn't look like him.
He does look different, I must admit. So, things, I mean,
would it be surprising?
That's right. Would you be shocked if he had several doubles or even one that shows up? Because sometimes he shows up and he's sort of coherent, and then sometimes he shows up and he's like a babbling freaking idiot. You know, hey, give me some ice cream, Jack.
They might have medic on the sidelines, you know, ready to dose him.
There was that picture of his, he had a IV in his, you know, where they've been, you know, filling him full of something. I don't know what it was.
I'm sorry.
You know, that's crazy. It's a crazy world. But thanks what you do. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, thanks for calling
Maybe
in,
they
Mary.
Were doing the freeze-dried Folgers on him, too.
And on the crystals.
Yeah. The best part of waking up is, you know, like
Folgers in your cup. Except, with that, we've got Arthur Gorman on the line. Good morning, Arthur.
Morning. How you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing pretty good. And you?
Good. I was going to make a comment on California being the free state. You know, if you're a criminal, the clothes are free, your food is free, and when you get to go to jail, you get to go free.
Oh, well. You know, got some good points there, yeah.
Here's the real deal, Arthur. Nothing's really free. So, somebody's paying for it somewhere.
Like us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we are.
So, how's it going? I mean, you know.
Isn't this thing out of Chico kind of blowing up?
Yeah. The Chico thing. So
tell us what's going on, Arthur. Get us all up to speed because, you know, I've been trying to catch some of the stuff that you're posting, but the news cycle is running so fast that it's hard to keep up. So maybe start from the beginning and let us know, you know, and walk us through it like we don't know anything.
All right.
Which is probably more true than we like.
Yeah, I was born in 1982.
No. I had a humble childhood. Go ahead.
I ate too many Twinkies.
I got elected. And in December, the Shasta County Board of Education, I got the first meeting, and on the first meeting was to adopt their policy that they already had in place to reaffirm the gender of the students or the staff. And I asked what would happen if we didn't affirm, you know, if we didn't comply with that. And they said, well, if you don't comply, it'd be progressive discipline. So, you know, the staff or the student would be disciplined with either expulsion, or it would go to a verbal, then a written, then a termination of staff. And before the meeting happened, I had looked up a lot of court cases that had been happening around the country with Alliance Defending Freedom. And in Oklahoma, they had fired a teacher, but the Alliance Defending Freedom had won on a First Amendment right, and they settled out of court on that one, but the teacher got their job back and $95,000. And they weren't being disrespectful for the student. They were just calling the student by their name, which was not what their activist parents wanted. They wanted them to confirm their gender. Then a professor in Ohio, a three-year lawsuit that got settled in a federal court, and they settled in court, and the judge said that it violated your First Amendment right of freedom of speech and compelled speech. It violated your 14th Amendment right, which was equal protection of all people under the law, and it also violated your civil right under Title VII of no federal government can discriminate against you based on your personally held beliefs. So that professor won $400,000. So I told this to the Shasta County Office of Education, the board members, the superintendent, the staff, and the legal counsel. And their reply to me was that those weren't in California. I said, well, the federal court case does set precedent, whether it was in California or not. And the assistant superintendent said that they're not really worried about it because their liability insurance is $50 million per occurrence, and they only have to pay their legal counsel $1,000 an hour. So they're not really, you you know, they're not too scared about going to a court case because it wouldn't come, the money wouldn't come out of the school's budget. It would just come out of the liability insurance.
Wow, that in itself is pretty telling on their thought process.
Right. And I was just trying to pull the policy back and say, okay, let's add the language that the Sixth District Federal Court said, you know, that it is a violation of your First Amendment, violation of your 14th Amendment, and your civil rights, and that, you know, no government agency can compel or make you believe anything that is against your belief. And that's all we had to really add to the policy to make it a workable policy. Because they were scared that they were going to lose their funding. Well, according to like the mandate that the California federal government gave us, they also said that you'd lose your liability and funding if you didn't comply with the mandates. But the school districts that didn't comply still got their annual budget, and then they also got their ESSRA funds, which is a double allocation of their annual budget, and they're getting more money this year. So everybody's getting everything they ever wanted, and whether they complied with the mandates or these policies. So that's where we're at, and then we did a deeper dive into who makes these policies, because we realized this policy exists in seven districts in Shasta County. It exists all over the country, and it exists in other countries. So lots of school boards are having the same discussion in our Shasta County, in California, in the United States, and also in other countries. So there's something, you know, bigger than what we know going on with an agenda to, you know, demolish the family unit and really attack on people's personal beliefs and speech.
Wow. You know, I mean, I guess it doesn't matter if you're circumventing other people's rights as long as you get your agenda pushed through.
Right. And in America, we have protection with the Constitution. For other countries, they don't have the First Amendment, they don't have the 14th Amendment, mm-hmm. and they didn't go through a big Civil Rights Act to have their personal beliefs and everybody treated equally under the protection of the law. So we have it really good, we just have to protect our constitutional rights. And the other board members didn't seem to care about that. They said that the policy was written perfectly, there's nothing wrong with it, and, you know, it's like, and we had that same discussion in December. I brought it back as an email to the board and the superintendent of schools, and they failed to put it on the agenda. They said they weren't going to put it on the agenda because we've already voted on it. So as a board member, you can ask for like a roll call vote at the board meeting to bring it back. The other six, again, said that they wouldn't bring it back even for discussion for a vote, even after they listened to an hour of public comment from concerned citizens. And at the end of the meeting, I brought it back because I can do it one more time at the end of the meeting, and I told them I'll bring it back every single month in email and twice during the meetings to vote on it because we are violating people's First Amendment rights, their 14th mm-hmm. Amendment rights, and their civil rights, and we're going to end up, you know, in litigation. And some of these people could be personally held liable when the court case goes through.
And what did they say to that? Did they even, you know, say that maybe we'll look at it?
No. They said that we've already voted on it, and the things that we vote on, we traditionally do not go back and review, which is kind of odd. And then they said that we all need to unite together for the good of the board, and we need to drop this issue.
This sounds so much. I mean, doesn't this remind you of the Board of Supervisors to a big degree, a couple years ago?
Don't question us.
Well, I mean, how about a recall on some of these people? I mean, are the parents just not involved enough? Is it the election thing? Is there an election coming up? How do you get rid of some of these guys?
So there's multiple ways you can do it. You know, we can do it at the ballot box in 2024. There's three people up for election, two in Area 2 and one in Area 1. You can vote them out. And if people are very upset about this issue, about, you know, their constitutional rights being violated, they can start a recall. And recalls take a lot of work, a lot of effort, but mm-hmm. it sounds after the last meeting, there's hundreds of people very upset about, you know, the attack on religious freedom, attack on your personal beliefs and attack on your freedom of speech.
Do you know what I'd like to do, author, is I'd like to do a podcast on this specific issue, and maybe we can get some maps up on the screen that show where the districts are at, which ones are up for re-election in 2024, and get people involved in running against these guys to get them out of there, because this is kind of reminiscent of what happened with the Board of Supervisors, because people are out of touch with their government in a lot of ways because they're trying to make a living. They're raising these kids. They're, you know, so they don't see or understand a lot of times what's going on, which district is theirs, you know, what their guy says, you know, that type of thing.
Well, that's true, but do we have enough time? I mean, 2024 is quite a ways off. I mean, what are these people going to do between now and then?
Maybe we do a recall, but all I'm saying is I think it would be a good thing to get a lot of this in front of the people in those districts to let them know what's not only what's going on, but what they can do, give them some alternatives. What do you think, author?
Right, yeah. No, that's a great idea, and it's like you have to do the short-term goals and your long-term goals, and the long-term is the 2024. Yeah, this time there's three people that ran unopposed that just got the position for filling out their $60, so they didn't even campaign or anything, so...
So they're very much at risk of losing their positions if they would just get some opposition.
Correct.
Well, that's the
And then, you know, recalls are always a thing that you can do as well in the interim.
Well, can you ask them to resign? Can they be forced
to resign?
Well, because they're violating people's amendment, their constitutional rights.
Right. You could always ask, and they could voluntarily resign.
You can't force them to resign. Not unless there's something that the public probably brings to bear, saying that these guys need to go for whatever reason, and then you're at a recall anyway. That's probably your legal remedy in the short term.
Right.
And then in the long term, you got to get people involved and interested, and so we need to make a campaign issue out of this as far as in the districts and in those particular parts of the county that we need to get rid of these guys because of, you know, that what they're trying to do is they're infecting the kids' brains in those school districts with this stupid crap for their political agenda, which is obviously, you know, completely out of touch with reality.
Right.
And they don't seem to be worried about being sued because what? The insurance will take care of it.
Correct.
So what do you think? Go ahead, author.
I kept on saying, you know, eventually we're going to be, you know, whether it's us or someone, but we're eventually going to be sued. And what's going to happen next is the local thing, you know, with Chico. It's not too far away from us. And I think I sent you some information on that. It's the number to the law firm.
Yeah, for the Center for American Liberty.
Correct. So they actually have been representing parents across the nation on this very issue. What happened in Chico was that there was a child that, you know, had unfortunately lost a grandparent, and they were very upset and depressed, and they went to speak to a counselor one-on-one, and the mom didn't know that she went to speak to a counselor, but she goes to speak to a counselor, and then during the conversation, the counselor brings up gender identity, and the girl, and kind of like doing some leading things, you know. In law enforcement, you're not allowed to question a child alone because they found out that you could ask leading questions and put ideas.
You can manipulate them, for sure.
But this counselor was able to meet one-on-one with the student and do the same thing, which is not against the law, I guess, in California, but it should be. He goes, against the law for a police officer to do so. Anyway, so in the conversation, the girl brings up, maybe I'm a boy, by these leading questions. And then the counselor takes it upon herself to have other counseling sessions one-on-one and change the sex of the child on school documentation and tell all the staff that that girl is now a boy and never told the mom or the parents or the grandparents. And the kid actually said to the counselor they like to tell their family, and the counselor just poo-pooed them and never told the family until it came out later. And when the grandmother and the mother heard all this, they said, wait a second, I think this is wrong. And of course all of us would say, it doesn't matter what, if your kid's meeting one-on-one with a counselor and you had no clue that they were meeting with a counselor, and it's all done in secrecy.
Right.
So
right.
The law firm said it was a violation of the 14th Amendment and something we're dealing with here, and they said because everybody has equal protection under the law, and they're going after Chico Unified School District based on the breaking of the 14th Amendment. And we'll see how that goes, but if that goes just like all these other five court cases around the nation, we could be looking at a big lawsuit here in Shasta County for forcing students and staff. And like I said, it's in seven different school districts in Shasta County already.
Right. Well, one of my
say that we haven't had that happen already.
One of my questions is where does it say that the parents give up their right for them to do that with their child? You know, they quote that they have policies in place, but does a parent sign something that says that the school can do this? I mean,
right? No. They traditionally there's some ed code that gives guidance. There's no law that says that a parent gives up their rights once their kid enters the school door. Just like a staff member doesn't give up their right of freedom of speech once they enter the school door.
Right.
Or, you know, their personally held beliefs. So the thing is, they have guidance in there that says, and you sign some things, some legal paperwork when you take a kid to a field trip or to a school, or it's pretty much liability insurance saying that if your kid needs some medical treatment while they're here, we can offer that to them. Of course, they will call you and tell you, hey, we need to take your kid to the hospital, or maybe we need to give them a Tylenol or an ibuprofen, or your kid fell down and scraped their knee and we had to put a bandage on there. That's like traditionally what that's meant for, but these folks with the agenda are taking it one step further and just running with it. And this policy leads the people to transitioning their kids without parents even knowing what's going on in secrecy.
Well, you know, I mean, and these people that are doing this agenda, you would think that they long term that they would have some kind of clue that this could have huge ramifications. You're ruining somebody's life, and you're influencing an underage person who's already confused, probably about a lot of things, obviously. And this is something that's not reversible. Once you go down this road, you're pretty much there's no going back.
And it's the same policy that Chico used in this case that Shasta County Office of Education uses and seven school districts use in Shasta County. So this same policy is what they use, and that same policy has been pushed on us by California School Board Association, which last couple of years they've been fighting against parents even showing up to school boards and telling, you know, the government that we're terrorists.
Right.
So,
well,
that's
the typical thing. I mean, you know, I was reading some left-wing rag that's local here the other day, and their answer is that they're going, you know, anybody who spews violence. Well, anybody who spews violence is anybody who disagrees with them, you know, and so they use this, they throw that violent stone at you, like, you know, well, oh God,
no matter what it is.
I think I should have the right to defend myself. Oh, you're violent, you know, and that's what these guys do. They twist and turn every step of the way. They're not interested in the truth. They're interested in the agenda because they've basically got they're whacked out with it when it comes to actual reasoning of thought. And so, you know, I see from the chat room that I wanted to talk about Jackie L down there. I think they're talking about La Barbera down there. Maybe we can get her in and talk about this at some point and get her slant on maybe what we could do.
Right.
And she, I guess, had open mic comments and they limited her. It sounds like we have to go to a break and then come back.
All right. And with that, we will take a break and we will catch it up on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Don't need no ticket. Upstate Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit readingcivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M. Brew.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. With our annual programs last year, we were able to send over 400 packages around the world to active duty military personnel. Throughout 2022, you helped us provide services to over 3,500 senior veterans in need. We're grateful to everyone, from businesses, to the media, to all individuals. Please know that your donations are critical to the success of our mission. For more information, call Michelle at 530-859-3176. And as always, thank you for your support.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Understanding what that was about. Jeff Beck died this week. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, I got to say, you know, Jeff Beck was probably in the top 10 of greatest all time guitar players.
Yes.
And, you know, he had a certain style, but he could just about play anything. And his style was pretty smooth. And you've probably heard it on a lot more things than you,
you realize now with them.
Yeah, he started out with the Yardbirds, and you know, took Clapton's place. There's a ton of history on that. So anyway, just had to get some of that in there because I was pretty sad about Beck dying this week.
Right. I know you can't stay with us, author, but the next meeting's in February, right? February 8th at 1:30?
Correct. February 8th, 1:30 2985 Innsbruck. It's over there by Rare Air off of Old Oregon Trail.
Okay.
In the Shasta County Office of Ed building.
Yeah, you can see it from the freeway there as you go by before you get to the exit.
All right.
So.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you calling in and give us the information, and we'll keep having you come on if you want and update us with this. And
I think that we need to make a little bit of a pet project out of this author over the next year or so, and let's maybe get together and figure out how the best way to get the job taken care of, because you know what it comes down to is are the parents or the government who's got the child's best interest in mind, and you know maybe sometimes it's the government and maybe sometimes it's the parents, but those rights cannot be usurped by the government, because what happens is they will abuse them even if it's
gotten... that's exactly what's happening.
Exactly.
And if you know of other people that would want to be in this, let us know. Get a hold of me. You know how to get a hold of me or Mark, and see what we can do.
Perfect. And, you know, I just want to end with, you know, that policy is in 7 districts in our county, and they were able to use it against parents to transition a student in secrecy. So we need to get all the parents that, and community members that are upset about these issues to run for school offices in 2024, and if they're upset, join a recall.
Absolutely.
Totally.
And like I say, it reminds me a little bit of the Board of Supervisors, is that you can have the whole room packed with people in opposition to their policy, and they would
ignore it.
And they would ignore it because they said, well, you guys aren't the only ones in the county. But it doesn't matter if 65% of the county shows up. They have an agenda, and their policy is already kind of set in their mind on what they're doing. So they're really not listening to the people who they're working for.
And you hear people say all the time, oh, it's never going to happen in Shasta County. But it is.
It is, yeah. And there's some reports coming in that it's already happened. So we'll have to keep those things, up in everybody's ears to see where that's happening here in Shasta County.
Well, hey.
All right. Thanks again.
Thanks for the call.
We appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right.
And with that, we've got another caller on the line. We've got Stones. Good morning, Stones.
Hey. Good morning, all.
What's up?
Yeah. Plenty. So just to want to follow up with the author, a recall is possible. This is a kind of a different ball game with recalling these folks. Number one, there's 6 of them. So that's a lot of work. That would be 6 separate petitions.
No, I think you'd have to.
Do they all come up at the same time?
No, I think you have to target is what you'd have to do. You'd have to figure out where you're going to do the most damage, because it's like with Leonard Modi. We only got Leonard, but the effects of that were wide reaching.
Yeah, no, and I agree. And there's time commitments, there's financial need for recalling. So yeah, maybe we would not recall all 6. But one key challenge we're going to have here is. Each SCOE board member represents approximately half of the county, because there's only 2 areas. There's Area 1 and Area 2, and each of those are approximately half of the population. So the county board of supervisors recall was actually easier, because the petition signatures required were based on a smaller number of population. So it's actually going to mean we're going to need more petition signatures for an area SCOE Canada board member. But a caveat to that is I'm part of a group that's working to reform and take control of our countywide elections, and I'm hoping we include a recall, because a recall is a special election, so that also, which is a countywide election. So I'm hoping that once we get these countywide elections under control, full control of the county, by the way, and we can include the recall elections in that also, we'll make a county-wide local recall easier to obtain. Because remember, the recall only gets it to the ballot for them,
the full
voter base to make the decision. So there should be no reason why you should have to collect 20% of the signatures to get something on a special ballot for a recall. I think that's excessive. And you know how it is. The state does not pass any laws to benefit the citizenry. Of course not. So these thresholds to get to a special recall election, they're too high. They're set high to make it nearly impossible to get to that special election. So again, if we get our countywide elections back in full control, which is in the planning right now, We will hopefully include a special election recall and greatly reduce that threshold as far as the percentage of signatures. So, yeah, plenty of things happening in the background, and, you know, I'll keep you updated on that. But, yeah, these folks need to go.
Well, I have a question. Do you know, do all the school boards' offices come at election time at the same time, or are they like the county board and the city board where, you know, certain ones on certain years and and for so long?
Yeah, yeah. In general, half, you know, the half plus one of a school board is up on one election cycle, and then on the next election cycle, it's less than half. So, it's, you know, if it's a five-member board, typically three are up one cycle, two are up the next. So that's, in general, that's how it works.
Okay.
Well, I got a couple of points to make. One is the first point I'm going to go to is what you were talking about with the elections. And I think the elections, now that we have a new sheriff in town, and I don't mean Johnson, I'm talking about the Board of Supervisors. We've got new people on the board, and they're going to be looking into fixing these elections and making them so that we know that they're honest and fair. And I think that that's coming because of the Dominion machines and all of that stuff that is being examined. So there's some things going on there that I think are going to have a positive impact on the county. The other thing is, you know, if we do another recall, you know, the other one was our first rodeo. We learned a lot. We would be able to fine-tune this machine a lot better this time, and I think we could make it a lot easier and a lot more effective because we went after three to start with on the last one, and that's almost, you know, three-quarters of the county, if you think about it. And also, when we did that, we ended up getting one out of the three for several reasons. There's a lot of, you know, the fires. There's a lot of things that happen. So I think we could actually make this almost easier than you think by being a little more creative in our strategy.
Right. I have to agree with him with the 20% because, again, like to the fire, with Leonard Modi's district, remember, there was a lot of houses or people, residents that weren't there any longer.
Yeah, and we were being held to a higher standard, I think, as far as the numbers. And we were going after a lot more numbers on the three. So go ahead, Rich. Tell me what you think about that.
No, I agree with you. When I ran for SCOE, I created a full-page dossier on the SCOE, last 2 years in the SCOE, and all of the reasons that they needed to be voted out. And that was before this recent policy. So holy crud. The justifications are already there, innumerably almost, to get these SCOE people out. And I'm going to say this and I'm going to close out here. The reason we're winning in Shasta County is because we, the people, yes, I'm going to say this, we're a lot smarter than these establishment goons that have been in power for decades. And we, the people, have the power. And because of both of those things, we have the power and we're smarter than them. Yes, we are. We're going to continue to keep winning. Thank you, everybody.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Very good.
Yeah, a lot of good points there with what's going on, changing of the guards, you know, with our elections, taking things back, and maybe changing some stuff. Because, again, you go back to, like, the 20% and everything. I mean, how long's that been on the books? They, again, won't even before, Kathy Darling Allen, wouldn't even look at introducing, changing the voting machines or any of that.
Yeah, there's just been so
you know what I mean? The same thing all the time, you know. So, anyway. Maybe now's our chance to change some of that.
Well, I think things are changing. I think the winds of change are in the air. And what we're looking at is a long-term fix. This is not a short-term fix. It never has been from the beginning. You know, and it's been what's happened is a lot of patriots have been in the trenches for a long time working hard at making these changes. And that's what it's going to take over the long-term period because people are fed up. They've had enough. They see what the writing on the wall is that the more power you give the government, it's like this whole transgender thing. You know, for one bad parent, you're going to give the power of the government to take the rights away from all the parents. Well, that's not individual rights. That's the collective. That's communism. That's when the government tells everybody what to do and how to do it and when to do it. You know, and this the idea that an underage child has the ability to have any discernment on his life at that point is ridiculous as well. Now, does that mean there's not a few bad parents here and there? Sure, but does that mean that you give all the rights of all the parents to the government? No.
Right. And what gives them the right to do that?
They
what
don't
kind
have
of
a right.
Yeah, what kind of people are they to do that secretively with other people's child?
Well, the rights are not given to them, and they don't have the lawful way
well,
to
do this.
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
But it's going to take the parents to stand up. It's going to take the people in the community and the county and to stand up.
It takes being exposed, because how many parents knew before that this is what they were doing? They would tell the child, the 11-year-old, don't you tell your parents. And scare them or whatever to use tactics so the child doesn't speak to the parent.
These people are liars. You know, let's just go back 3 or 4 years. There's no CRT in the schools.
Oh, yes.
Remember? Oh, we're not socialists.
We are.
We're not communists. You kind of are. And so they've lied every step of the way to get their agendas put into place. And so they're not honest to begin with. In the first place, they think the end justifies the means. And that's right out of the playbook of Karl Marx and Saul Alinsky, is that, you know, whatever you do to get to utopia is just fine. It doesn't matter how many eggs you gotta break to make the omelet, as long as you make the omelet. Well, the end result is that by the time you get to where the omelet's being made, the government has total control and they don't really care about anybody's rights.
Yeah.
And that's the problem with this whole idea that the government's gonna solve all of our problems. The people are going to have to solve their problems, and they're going to have to do it by, participating in this experiment called self-governance. Because if you don't, the alternative is you get people in power that handle and think that they're smarter than everybody else and that their opinions matter more than everybody else's, and you get back to the question. Who's got the child's interest or your interest in mind better, you, the child, or the government?
Right. There's a question in the chat room. Does the parents have the right to change their kids' names? Yes, as a parent, you can. But the last I knew, you had to go to court. And then you have to go through the judge. You have to give a reason why you want to change a child's name. And there's some paperwork. And then you have to publish it in newspapers and things like that.
See, what you're doing, if you're not careful, is you're giving you know what the definition of tyranny is? Is arbitrary abuse of power. In other words, if I can arbitrarily change the law, change your name, change your sex, change anything anytime I want to, then the only standard is that I have the power to do whatever I want as a government. That's the problem. And
right.
So you're taking away all the rights in this process. And this isn't about being fair. This isn't about, doing what's right for the children. This isn't about right and wrong for the people that they're governing. This is really strictly about taking the power away from the people and putting it in the hands of the government. And that's what this is all about, period. All this other is bull crap. And if you fall into the trap of believing whatever they're telling you, it's about climate change. Oh, we got to take care of the planet. No. So let's see. Climate change means that I have to hand over all my rights to the government and all my money in the process and lose all the power that I have over my own governance and my own life because the climate's changing.
And
they
use
all of these things to get control.
And they don't really care about the kids. They don't care about the kids at all. You know, they make you believe that they really care about the kids. But in doing this, look at what they're doing to them. They're destroying them and doing many other things.
Right.
And where are they going to be when the child, say a 12-year-old decides to make, transgender, and then when the child's 18 or whatever and says, oh man, that was a bad idea.
Right.
Where the hell are these people? They don't give a crap about the kids.
When they get to be whatever legal age they say they have they're responsible for their own lives, whether it's 18 or 21, whatever everybody says is okay and they want to do something like that, that's their problem. That's up to them. There's going to be people.
Yeah.
But what they're doing is they're bypassing the people that care about their children the most on a grand scale. And they're using the one or two small examples to take the power away from the majority. And that's what they do on everything, whether it's climate change, take your pick, taxes, all of it. You know, this whole game of giving more power to the government to solve all of our problems is a game, and it's exactly that. All it is giving all the power to the government, and what you end up with is something like China, where they tell you what to do, and it's shut up and go back to work, or you end up in a freaking
coma.
Yeah,
we lose all of our freedom and liberties. And with that, we've got Terry on the line. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, you two. Mark, you hit the nail on the head, I think. You're absolutely correct. It's sort of like a diversion for something else. Now, one of the school board members that was that voted no on or voted yes on this particular issue that, that author's been talking about for the last half hour, his reasoning was that he thought that this whole thing was really about bullying. This fella is an elder at a church in town. And it really kind of blew my mind. I know him, and I asked him, I said, well, what are you trying to do? You're trying to solve an evil with creating two evils, which is the situation where you're actually obstructing the constitutionally protected rights, First Amendment, the 14th Amendment, Title VII. You're actually doing that to these teachers, and on top of that, you're okay with Johnny wanting to be Joanne that day and go to the bathroom in a girl's
right.
bathroom. How can that be solving the evil of bullying? And he just sort of looked at me. And to me, you know, that was the most egregious vote I saw in there. I was very disappointed that, that this man would take that position. And I think when we talk about recall, he's got to be one of the top on the list.
Well, that's very disturbing if he's the man of the church to have that kind of outlook.
See, what they're missing in the premise here is this whole thing. Individual rights does not mean the right of one individual takes away the rights of everybody else. And if they want to address bullying, like you say, two wrongs don't make a right. When I was growing up, if I heard that once, I must have heard it a million times. Two wrongs don't make a right. If your brother teases you or smacks you, smacking him back doesn't really necessarily make it right. Now, that doesn't mean don't defend yourself, but what they should be addressing is the bullying
right.
in itself, not trying to make some kind of a law or policy that takes the rights away from the other kids. Go ahead, Terry.
I know you got a hard break. I know you got a hard break, so I just want to get this in before you go there. And that is that the situation also is that this particular person said, well, you know, like author said, well, we all need to get along. It's really the cohesiveness of the board that's basically important. Now, that's paraphrased. But, again, that goes back to that's where these people think they are who are elected officials. And this is really very disturbing, I think.
It's very disturbing.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll just leave it at that. And I know you guys have a break. But, anyway, that's all I got, buddy.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. It's very disturbing. Yes. Especially, again, you go back to the guy, you know, he's from a church, and he doesn't see anything wrong in doing this?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
What kind of oaths did you take to be a priest, and you're going against all of that?
Right.
In using children,
you know, instead of
your pawn,
instead of applying common sense, you know, if this was about bullying, two wrongs don't make a right. What you do is you stop the bullying. Does it mean that the person who's struggling or wants to change his name shouldn't be treated with respect? Absolutely. But that doesn't mean you get to take away the rights of everybody else,
right?
Because he is of a bully or somebody who's not treating him with respect. Teach the people, treat everybody with respect, and everybody have manners. The golden rule: do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, and everybody would get along just fine. And there, all these problems would start to sort themselves out, as opposed to using these policies to take everybody's rights away that, you know, from the general public instead of, you know, dealing with the one isolated situation and maybe punishing the guy if he's getting bullied. But
right.
this bullying goes both ways. See, this
yeah.
now what you're doing
we're at
is
the
you're,
top of the hour. You're, sorry, they're going to cut us off. But you got to give them more morals and a good foundation, and the bullying will go away. And with that, we will pick this conversation up, I'm sure, on the other side. You're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
It takes to get a two-point bump. Yeah, I see how it is. Well, it's classified, smassified, what you gonna do? More politics from an ass in a suit. You can't drain the swamp when you live there, too. I hate these double standards.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. We may soon know who leaked Supreme Court documents last summer before the Roe versus Wade repeal was announced.
Supreme Court investigators are narrowing down the possible suspects in their probe of the leak of the court's draft opinion to overturn Roe v. Wade. One day after the leak, Chief Justice John Roberts assigned the high court's marshal to find the culprit. The Wall Street Journal reports the court brought in outside investigators. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Storm-battered California getting more wind, rain, and snow this weekend, raising flooding concerns, causing power outages, and making travel dangerous. Bands of rain and gusty wind began yesterday in the north and spread south. More storms expected through the early part of this week. In Sacramento County, an evacuation order has been issued for residents of a semi-rural area along a riverbank. A backcountry avalanche warning up for the Sierra Nevada. Britain's Prime Minister Rishi Sunak promising more military aid to Ukraine amid renewed missile attacks by Moscow against multiple Ukrainian cities.
This was one of the worst attacks here in Dnipro in many months. We don't know what Russia was aiming at or even exactly what damage. But whatever it was, a Russian missile or perhaps something intercepted overhead by Ukrainian air defense, it tore into this apartment building, carving a great gaping hole. Volunteers worked frantically for hours trying to find survivors. But as night fell, the official number of those killed or injured began to rise inexorably.
BBC correspondent Paul Adams. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol spending the weekend in the United Arab Emirates. That's where Seoul expects to expand its military sales while finishing its construction of the Arabian Peninsula's first ever nuclear power plant. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
The World Bank is warning that global economies will come perilously close to a recession this year, led by weaker growth in China, the U.S., and Europe.
The World Bank lends money to poor countries for development projects. The bank said it had slashed its forecast for global growth this year by nearly half to just 1.7% from its previous projection of 3%. Though the U.S. might avoid a recession this year, the World Bank predicts global weakness will pose another headwind for America's businesses and consumers on top of high prices and more expensive borrowing rates.
Correspondent Jeremy House. A former Afghan female lawmaker and her bodyguard have been shot dead today by unknown assailants at her home in Kabul. Marcella Nabizadeh was said to be one of the few female parliamentarians who decided to stay in Kabul after the Taliban seized power in August of 2021. News and analysis at townhall.com. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin has asked the state's attorney general to investigate claims Fairfax County schools deliberately suppress the accomplishments of non-black students in an effort to create equality of outcomes.
This is possibly a violation of Virginia's Human Rights Act. And we've got a real challenge here with students who have done extraordinarily well in the name of equity being disadvantaged in their own applications because they weren't told about their accomplishments.
Several schools in the county are accused of failing to inform a group of mostly Asian students they had received a commendation from the National Merit Scholarship Corporation. Governor Youngkin interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Today is Sunday, January the 15th, and some famous people are having a birthday today, including former NFL quarterback Drew Brees. He's 44 years old. Actor and director Mario Van Peebles is 66. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Classified documents belonging to Joe. His attorney had 6 damn months ago. Nobody heard nothing, hell, what do you know? Cause we can't screw up that midterm vote, and no Democrat gonna treat him like Trump. Nobody's in the streets yelling, lock him up. Whatever it takes to get a 2-point bump, yeah, I see how it is. Well, it's classified, schmassified, what you gonna do? More politics from an ass in a suit. You can't drain the swamp when you live there too. I hate these double standards. And I ain't defending old Donald Trump, but the Democrat Party's a septic pump. You're calling them out when you pull the same stunts, and we all know it's true. So lock your cabinets tight.
Please, open up!
Your house raid comes tonight. We caught Joe's ass with some classifieds. Don't get excited, he won't go to jail, but it's pretty certain he will go to hell. Running D.C. like an old cartel, just keep that evil going. And all that money you sent to Ukraine, you covered Hunter's ass and Pelosi the same. You're in the douchebag hall of fame. Whatever you're hiding, it's all fair game. And it's classified,
yeah.
Classified, what you gonna do?
On a lighter note, I got to read this. Okay, so, you know, we got to address this a little bit with Joe Biden and the classified stuff.
The documents.
So we heard Joy Behar this week, if you were paying attention at all. Oh, well, we need to give Joe Biden a pass because we know he's an upstanding citizen. And Joe Biden and Donald Trump is a known liar and a thief. Where you been? I mean, come on. I mean, I got Rob Reiner here on Twitter who's is absolutely pathetic. He really is. I mean, Donald Trump lives free, rent free in this guy's head. He's an absolute freaking meathead, and that's putting it mildly. Now, so his tweet was, the difference between Joe Biden and Donald Trump is Joe is a decent law-abiding person and Donald Trump is a pathological lying criminal.
Wow.
No, they're not getting the same talking points, are they? They all say the same thing. They parrot. They don't do any. So, you know.
Smoke another one there, Rob.
I mean, how many lies has Joe been caught in? There's pages of lies. I mean, so I'm not even trying to defend Donald Trump. You might make a case that Donald Trump told some lies too. I don't know. From what I've seen, most of them were made up by the media. You know, oh yeah, he's a collusion with the Russian. No, he wasn't. All that stuff. But aside that, okay, here's just some of the. Now, so Joe's an honest, upstanding citizen. I mean, we're talking about the Biden crime family here. You got these guys making deals with China. You got these guys making deals with Ukraine. You got these guys selling the office. And that's not even counting those lies. Those are just stuff that...
I just want to know what he told the truth on.
Well, Joe Biden says he gave his Purple Heart to his Uncle Frank while he was serving VIP.
Lie.
In October, he claimed the price of gas was down over $5 when he took office. Nah. Let's see. Biden said student loan forgiveness had passed by a vote of 2. No. Let's see. When he took the office, no COVID vaccine was available.
Liar.
I'm just scratching the surface here. This guy has lied either demonstratively purposeful, or he's just completely incompetent. Take your pick. But to say that this guy tells the truth all the time, you're an idiot. You're an absolute freaking moron. And the dishonesty is, I mean, good grief. Are you kidding me? So, you know.
Yeah, again, what's he told the truth about?
But that's always, I swear to God, when they find these documents, they're gonna say Trump planted them.
Oh, they've already said that. What's her name? For the View that you just mentioned a few minutes ago. I believe she did say that Trump had planted the documents.
That were found by his attorneys.
The attorneys gave up, and, you know.
I posted the thing on Facebook.
And what did he say on the news the other day? I think it was this morning, something about So they were in the front seat of my Corvette that was locked up. What's the problem?
Well, they actually were not in the Corvette. They were actually in the garage where the Corvette was locked up. In fact, they did a segment on Jay Leno's garage where he was showing off his Corvette. And you could see the documents that now they got, you know, circled in the picture, the documents of the classified stuff in the garage in the back of the vet when he's pulling out or backing in or whatever. You know, but then they found more in his house or at the...
Yeah, what are we up to, five?
I don't even know. I lost count. I don't even know. Yeah. And so, you know, is the deep state giving Joe up? Maybe. I don't know. I mean, these guys can't tell the truth about anything. And oh, but this guy has been caught on, I mean, plagiarizing. This guy has been caught telling lie after lie after lie. He was even, you know, when he, on his first run for president, they got him in tape apologizing for lying.
Right.
So these guys are so out of touch with reality. It's just...
I'm sorry, I don't remember telling the lie, but I lied.
maybe someone slipped Rob a Reiner. Rob Reiner's a massive while filming spinal tap. And he never came down. No. Yeah, maybe. I mean, and so these people are either just absolutely evil or absolutely dumb, or they're really dumb evil, because, you know, we also know, I mean, every time you go to Rob Reiner's Twitter account, you know, there'll be a ton of posts about his name being on the Epstein Island list.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
You know.
Along with many others.
Well, okay, so, and we haven't had one... Okay, we haven't had one name released of anybody who was on the client list of Epstein, and the FBI handled that, you know, investigation. Does that seem a little odd to anybody but me?
No.
I mean, really? Nobody knows who's on the... Nobody... Yeah. Okay, so none of those guys should have been...
Who's not on the list, I guess, again, is the question, is who's not really listed on the list?
I don't know. But it's like we're living in surreal. It's so surreal, you know. So, and of course, you know, everybody believes that Epstein hung himself, right?
Well,
and
of course,
you know, he killed himself because he was that's what you do when you're in jail, and you've actually been trafficking underage girls to people in powerful places. Huh?
All
and
right.
Nobody knows who they are.
There's too many of them. Probably it's mostly everybody that's up there, I'm sure.
I don't know. You know, so it's kind of crazy. But, you know, we've had some more stuff come out on the Twitter, you know, speaking of Twitter. So now we got more drops. Now we got drops from Twitter that are implicating the... where am I at here? I lost my track.
Yeah, which drop are we talking about? Because
there's been a bunch
full
of them.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Which one are we referring to?
I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at the news cycle. It's really super hard to keep up with anymore because, you know, you've got these drops that are implicating everybody in the White House right now. What it is that now they've got Joe Biden telling people from the White House to get rid of people's accounts because
You see the one that, speaking of the documents, that the background check form claims Hunter Biden paid $50,000 a month in rent for the Biden home where they were stored?
I saw a thing with Tyrus.
Okay.
You had one job. Had one job to get rid of the evidence.
Oops.
I don't know.
So
it's really crazy, but so he's under fire from these documents, and then now the Twitter thing has come out, and I'm waiting for the Twitter things to come out on Fauci and all that. Yeah.
And back to the documents, you know, they say, oh, well, presidents can do that, but my understanding is the documents is from when he was vice president.
It's the only presidents can do that.
Presidents
can't. So, they don't have the power.
Yeah, so how come he had them in his possession from when he was vice president?
Well, the real question is how did they get there? Who took him out? How did you just sign for him? Nobody knows. And they're just playing. And he's like, well, I don't remember. I don't know what's on them. So give me an ice cream, Jack. You know, I mean, I don't know. So.
I'm just saying, yeah, because he didn't have any right to, but with Trump, look at how they just slammed him about those documents and he was president. This happened when Joe was vice president.
Yeah. You know, the real deal is that we've got two tiers of justice. They've been going after Trump since day one. You know, the guy was the only guy that was actually, and I'm not a sycophant of Trump, but he was the only guy that was actually doing the right things. Did he do everything right? No. I still disagree with him on the whole vaccine thing and the speeded up process there. And now we're finding out that there's more and more problems with that.
Oh my God, it's endless with the problems that are coming out over the vaccines and the people that are dying. Did you see it was like, was it 60 or 90,000 people in China alone in the last month or so?
Well, there's a lot of things going on in that.
Like,
I mean,
wow.
I'm looking at a thing right here. Japan just launched an investigation into the millions of COVID vaccine deaths. Wow, that's just a quinky dink, right? You can go to Rumble and look at that video because you can't get anything anymore on regular. Everything's
that you can
blocked
believe.
Out.
Yeah, because here in California, they even taken away, you know, the doctor's license if they speak out against.
Well, that's the
you know, they made a law on that, actually.
Yeah, let's see. We got a, let's see. We got, White House. Oh, here's the one I was looking for in the White House. White House colluded with Twitter to censor let's go there and then we'll go back to
okay.
the other. So the White House colluded with Twitter to censor RFK Jr.'s emails. Okay, so what? So this is the a series of January 6 tweets by newly sworn in Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey detailed how the Biden officials sought to censor tweets by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Chairman and Chief Litigation Counsel of the Children's Health Defense Fund. Our Children's Health Defense conservative commentator Tucker Carlson and others. So they censored all everything.
Right.
And their emails and so forth and what they were talking about. And this is on the Twitter drops, you know. So these guys were censoring everybody and everything that didn't go along with the narrative. And this is all coming out in a lawsuit, and it shows them. Here's where White House employee asked Twitter to silence Robert Kennedy Jr. In the code of, so, it's all coming out. This whole house of cards is falling apart around them. You know, you can't make this crap up. And then going back and now I guess they slapped a landmark lawsuit slaps legacy media with antitrust First Amendment claims for censoring COVID-related content. Now this is Robert F. Kennedy filed a lawsuit, and that was on the 10th. And multiple other plaintiffs alleged that the Trusted News Initiative, a self-described industry partnership launched in March of 2020 by several of the world's largest news organizations, partnered with big tech firms to collectively censor online news. No.
Yeah.
So that's all in the works. And then you've got the law that they passed here in California to stop misinformation. And what misinformation is anybody that disagrees with their narrative. And that's really the bottom line, is that anybody who disagrees with it, it's just like, oh, yeah, you're violent. You believe that you have the right to defend yourself. Oh, you're violent. Because it's just a word game that these totalitarian, authoritarian, communist, Marxist, whatever you want to call them, guys use in order to stop the conversation from moving forward. Because if they call you a racist, if they call you a violent, whatever they call you means that that's more important than, and you have nothing to say. Anything you have to say after that is not important because you're a racist. You're violent. See, it's just a way.
Yeah, it's AB 2098, COVID misinformation. The law allows doctors to face disciplinary action.
Disciplinary
discipline, sorry,
okay,
for spreading so-called misinformation or disinformation about COVID-19.
Now, what is that disinformation?
Including information about vaccine effectiveness and other treatments, and
so?
Categorizes such actions as unprofessional conduct.
So, in other words, if you disagree with the narrative that the vaccines are working, that the vaccines don't let you, that they don't spread,
or there's side effects,
or they don't have any side effects, or that they stop the spread. If you disagree with that, and there is tons of evidence to say that you should disagree with that. Oh,
well, people, you might die.
You need to wear your mask.
Yeah.
They're effective. No, they're not. Yeah, you need to take the shot because you won't spread it. No, you'll spread it even more so now, according to the evidence. Coming out of the CDC and a lot of other places as well. It's so this whole house of cards and lies is lying, is falling down around these people. but now you can, if you as a doctor stand up for what you know to be true, you are now spreading disinformation.
So you took an oath to be a doctor.
To do no harm.
To do no harm.
That's
but if you,
oath.
But right. So if you do, you took that oath, and now if you tell a people what the side effects are and be truthful about the information about the vaccines and stuff, then you're unprofessional.
Yeah.
And we'll take your license.
Yeah, we'll take your license and kick you out.
The hell with the oath that you took to begin with to do no harm.
So how many
doctors isn't whole water.
So how many doctors are going to risk their license in the state of California? Well, the guys that are honest are going to probably leave the state of California.
Or quit practicing.
Well, I mean, if, you know, it depends on their livelihood, I guess. Or you're going to drive the truth underground, which is what they want to happen in the first
place.
They don't want the truth out there. They want the narrative. See, it's like Dan Bongino always says, it's not about this. They're telling you a story, but they're not telling you the story. Okay? What they want.
They're telling you BS.
Right. It's just like all of it. Like the whole theme of the program has been that this is about control.
Yeah.
Okay. This whole COVID thing has been about control. They don't care whether you die. They don't care whether you get it. What they care about is when the government says wear the mask, you wear the mask. When the government says you get the shot, you get the shot. When the government says that you need to be locked down and stay at home, you need to stay at home and be locked down. And when the government says to get rid of all your rights, you need to get rid of all your rights because we told you so, because we
don't want you to think on your own. Or anything on your own.
Well, we
you
just
come to us for all your answers.
We just call an
we'll
emergency. We just say, hey, there's an emergency, and your rights are now suspended. So put the mask on, get the shot, do what you're told. Don't tell anybody the truth or anything different, because this is about the government getting control over your life, whether it's through the healthcare, whether it's through the media, whether it's through big tech. This is about, and gee, it just happens. Let's take the example of the Biden classified documents that were at the Penn University, where he's a professor. Yeah, right. A professor of what? A professor of frickin' chocolate ice cream? So they just happened to put $54 million. Oh, the communist Chinese put $54 million into that institution for Joe. No quid pro quo, Joe. There is there.
No,
no, it's not. Oh, gee,
it has nothing to do with the money or anything.
Nah, come on.
No,
man.
No.
He's not in Hunter Biden's dealings at all. No, that wouldn't be true. It's not like he went to Ukraine and got the prosecution to stop on his kid. You know, and it's like, what do you know, Jack? You know, a son of a bitch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's all. So, but none of this is true. He's not a liar. He's a great guy. And they're not trying to take over the country through misinformation and disinformation.
Yeah, back to these documents though. There's a say, there's somebody quoting, you know, they were in his garage. You know, so what's the huge problem because they were in his garage? You know, with Trump, it was under lock and key and next to his riding lawnmower. So that makes all the difference in the world because he had a riding lawnmower in there.
I'm not sure I'm connecting those dots.
Well, that's what they're saying on social media.
Because of the riding lawnmower.
They were less secure than they were in Joe's garage.
Oh.
Because there was a riding lawnmower in there.
So, but the point is there's a double standard here. I'm not even sticking up for Trump. All I'm saying is why didn't they raid Joe's house? Why, where'd the, you know, the
Because do you want to smell?
So something's rotten in Denmark here and other places. And
but that's what it's been going on the whole time. Is it's been a double standard for years.
For everything.
For everything. And we're finding out there's a lot of lies that's been going on, and it's starting to get exposed more and more on this.
Well, what's your...
Whether it's the vaccines, the documents, you know.
What you're finding out
voting.
Is that all of these things are consolidating power into the hands of the government. That's why the founders said you must bind people, you know, bind men down with the chains of a constitution, because the government has been man's worst enemy since the beginning of time. Who puts you into wars? Who takes away your property? Who deprives you of your property? Who makes laws that take away your livelihood? Who sends you to wars?
Why do we have so many branches and agencies of the government?
Because what happened was they also threw all the tea in the heart. Because they said, we don't want to give the government all of our money, because if we give the government all of our money, they will not only tax us to death, but they will start building a huge machine that will just suck up the life out of all of us through taxes and then we got the central bank.
And that's what they've done. That's what I'm saying. You know, I believe it's like 13 or 19 branches of the government is all we're supposed to have. God knows how many branches, agencies we have now in the government. Hundreds of the thousands.
Well, and you know, and here's another example. Okay? The World Economic Forum. Behind the sudden push to ban gas stoves. Because there's
AOC.
There's gas stoves, and then there's this.
That's what's created all the problem is the gas stoves.
And
don't
there's the salt gas stoves. They're kind of similar to hunting stoves, but they're assault stoves. Because once you have an assault stove, you are now environmentally absolutely off the charts incorrect. And you're, So that's not about control, is it? It's like the electric cars. That's not about control, is it? So everybody has to get rid of all of their gasoline cars. Because then if they decide to pull the plug through their smart meters and you can't go anyplace, you have to do what you're told?
No.
No, this isn't about control.
That's why here in California everybody get an electric car. Oh, don't charge your car this weekend. Stay home.
Yeah.
You'll overload the grid.
So this is all about consolidating power in the hands of the government, because the government likes to tell you what to do, whether you like it or not. And so we don't want to have freedom. Oh, freedom is messy. You don't want to be free, because then our standard of living goes up and the government stays out of your business. You get to be prosperous and maybe make a better standard of living for your family. How's that standard of living working on with government control out there? Let's take California for just an example. Gee, it's going great out there. Look at
gas is down $1.70. Don't you feel good about that?
I want some ice cream, Jack.
I mean, wow, really?
Let's go to a break.
And with that, if you want to call in, have a question, comment, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey.
From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading wants to wish you a Happy New Year. And to celebrate the new year, Quick and Clean offers car wash packages starting at only $9. Now the winter weather is upon us when dirt and grime can really build up on your vehicle. So stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Radio, a little Skinner there, for those of you who have been living under a rock. yeah, that goes back a ways.
Just a little bit.
I remember drinking a little bit of Almaden, Bodio Dough, drinking wine all the time back in the day. Yeah.
Something like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. So, I have a clip here that I want to play. And I want to deal with people's emotions here a little bit, especially now.
Feelings,
nothing.
It's got to be about the feelings. Come on, get it right. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it's all about. My feelings.
So I actually, to lighten the load up here a little bit, we want to talk about our feelings. And are we ready to go in there, Liam?
Whose feelings? Your feelings? My feelings?
Well, I thought my feelings were the only feelings that counted.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Okay, here we go. This is J.P. Sears. I think you'll like this.
To be a real man, you need to know how to suppress your emotions. If you're watching this, it means you're not a real man yet. So listen up. Nothing handicaps your journey into manhood more than feminine emotions. And the feminine emotions happen to be all of them. Scientifically speaking, emotions are the same thing as estrogen, so having them makes you a woman. The one exception is the emotion of happiness, because it has the word penis in it. So that's the only emotion acceptable for men to feel. So what can you do when your manhood is threatened with emotions? Answer? Take matters into your own hands and suppress them. Here's three easy ways to do that. Emotional suppression technique number one. Acquire an avoidant personality disorder. The beauty of an avoidant personality disorder is that your inner wisdom helps you avoid people and situations that could trigger emotions and their non-binary stepsister, feelings. This personality dysfunction is a sign of strength that functions to make you stronger. Now, conflict with your spouse, or potentially any interaction with her, threatens to generate feminine feelings like sadness, anger, or I think that's all of them. But your avoidant personality disorder helps you avoid your wife at just the right time, which is most of the time, so you can avoid feeling emotions. But JP, there's just one problem. What if my childhood wasn't traumatic enough to bless me with the talent of this personality disorder? Well, that's like having a childhood where you didn't even learn to walk. But there's hope for you, because with enough determination, you can learn this disorder. Here's how. Anytime your wife has that look in her eyes like she just wants to talk, immediately walk out of the room. But if she follows you, then walk into the garage and start fixing shit. And if you don't have anything to fix, then start breaking shit so that you have shit to fix. But if your wife follows you into the garage, then leave the house for between 2 and 37 hours. Then come back when she's in bed. But if she somehow catches you anyway and says, "We need to talk," that means you didn't get out early enough and you'll need to fake a heart attack. Alternatively, you can have a real heart attack. Emotional suppression technique number two. Hold your breath. Now, if you feel a surge of emotion coming on, the last thing you want to do is let it out. Because that'd be like being in the middle of a restaurant and you feel a big poop coming on and you just let it out. That's bad manners. So what do you do? Hold your breath. Here's how to do that. Holding your breath is basically contracting the anal sphincter of your emotions. God wouldn't have given you one if you weren't meant to use it. When the emotional surge hits your contracted emotional sphincter of you holding your breath, it'll go back down to where it's supposed to be, deep inside of you, trapped forever. But what if you're holding your breath and the emotion still wants to come out? Answer, keep holding your breath, because eventually you'll pass out. Then when you wake up, the concussion you receive from hitting your head on the way down will be sufficient enough to render you temporarily, if not permanently, incapable of expressing emotions. The only downside to this technique is you may require ongoing medical assistance. But that means just having a sexy nurse around you all day, so it's actually all upside. Emotional suppression technique number three, stay in your head. Let's just say your wife is starving for emotional connection, because she probably is, and she's desperately wanting emotions out of you so she can selfishly feel safe, protected, and loved. What do? Answer? Stay in your head. The more emotional she is, the more logical you need to be. Seek to rationally explain away everything she's rambling about in as much intellectual detail as possible. This means when she's explaining her feelings to you, logically enlighten her about why she shouldn't be feeling that way. Take a look at the process in action. You shouldn't be feeling that way. Discounting her emotions is like putting an electrical fence up around your yard to keep your dog inside. The only difference is, it's not your dog, it's your wife, and you're trying to keep her out. Now, faking emotions is helpful when your wife wants empathy. Empathy is basically when a wounded animal wants you to limp with it. And you do that by pretending to feel the same emotion that she's feeling. And let's face it, because she's a woman, she's probably feeling sadness. Here's how to do that in three easy steps. Write the name of the emotion on your hand as a reminder. Step 2. In the heat of the conversation, check your hand. Step 3. Pretend to feel sad with her. And now you're limping with her, because that's how you do empathy. Just like the age-old wisdom has it, if there's one thing better than boobs, it's fake boobs. And it's no different with emotions. The faker, the better. Frequently asked questions. Question. JP, what happens if I cry during a movie? Answer. Go immediately to your doctor and get your penis x-rayed. Because what they'll find is, it's actually a giant clit, and you should be ashamed of yourself. Question. My therapist says it's bad for me to suppress my emotions and I should work on expressing them more. Insert. If you're seeing a therapist, it means you're not a real man, you're actually a woman. So congratulations, you just had your gender reveal party. In conclusion, just like the well-formed calluses on your man hands, these tried and true emotional suppression techniques will help your entire being be just as thick, tough, and full of dead skin, which is a win for you and probably nobody else. Tune in next time as we continue our journey into real manhood with a lesson on how to work out like a real man. It won't be what you think. But until then, stay hard and stay disconnected.
Yeah, for, you know, emotional tips on manhood, stay tuned. This will be an ongoing series.
All right. Have fun with that one.
Yeah. Okay. So we all know that was tongue in cheek.
Right.
All right. So it's JP with his wisdom of the ages. Probably not. I probably won't get fed dinner tonight, I'm thinking.
That's a personal problem there.
Well, that just means I have to go out. Okay, so, you know, I listened to one of the commercials at the top of the hour, and it said, World Bank is talking about we're probably going into a recession. What? What are you, stupid?
Where you been?
I guess that we won't call it a recession until we call it a recession because we...
No, they'll just call it something else because that's what they've been doing all along.
Because, you know, when you get...
So what if eggs are $7 a dozen?
It doesn't matter. You know, there's not such thing as a recession until I say it is, you know? Because, you know, I went had my head examined and I didn't find nothing.
It must have been Biden.
Yeah, give me some ice cream, Jack. But it's so off the charts stupid. They just changed the definition. Oh, recession no longer counts as two quarters with the negative growth. Now it's whatever we say it is because we have decided that, you know.
Well, the gas went down, so there's no recession. Don't you know that?
I guess all the homeless people out in the park need to hear that. That the gas went down. So
they don't care. They get their free tickets and their free meals.
When they go to fill up their cars. Oh, wait a minute. They don't care.
They got the little bike things here. Whatever those electric, no, they're not electric, you know, the little scooters. They just go around town. I don't know.
I think you have to pay for those, don't you?
What if you just take it?
I don't know. No, but they actually have to have the power to. Maybe your EBT cards work on them.
They probably do.
You could probably just swipe your finger.
And then you just leave it wherever you get done with it and, you know.
So we're not in a recession.
Nope.
We're in a recession when the World Bank tells us. But I think that what you have to understand is that they're talking about it coming, which means that it's probably not going to be a recession. It's probably going to be a full-blown depression, inflationary, hyper cycle, another emergency occurs and we have to take more of your rights away.
Yeah, you know, we got to get the budget in, you know, raise the debt ceiling.
And this just in.
What's the problem?
This from the Defender exclusive, the WHO. We could do a little Abbott and Costello. Who? I said the who.
Which who?
On what?
Who?
What?
Who on what?
Yeah.
What on where?
Who's on first? I don't know who's on third. So WHO, which is the World Health Organization, proposes their proposals could strip nations of their sovereignty and create a worldwide totalitarian state. Expert warns this would
no.
Be... No, they wouldn't do anything like that. Come on, you conspiracy theorist. Is that what they are? Are you a theorist? Or a theoriorist?
I don't know.
You are. But whatever you are, you're wrong. So.
You know, some Republicans are set to attend the elite Swiss globalist WEF conference. Did you know that?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see a full list and pictures of all the people who are on the global leader.
Well, did you hear earlier, I think it was on Matt's show, that one lady on the WHO, they had her picture and all of this, and she knew nothing about it. They said she was part of it, and she wasn't. I guess they just randomly, you know, decided that she was part of their organization.
That's not disinformation. And who was that?
I don't remember. It was on Matt's show. I didn't catch who the lady was.
What was said?
On the...
You're supposed to say, I don't know.
I don't know. Sorry. I don't know. I don't know who's on first and what's on second or where. Sorry.
Okay, so this actually is an article. And this is from the Defender, Children's Health Defense News and Views, done by Michael. I'm not going to try to pronounce his name, but it's
who?
Yeah.
Who?
Michael Navaradakis. Shut up. And in secret negotiations that took place this week in Geneva, Switzerland, to discuss the proposed amendment to the World Health Organization International Health Regulations. Who knew that we had international health regulations? That's actually
I thought Trump took us out of those.
Well, that, and Biden put us back in.
Oh.
Yeah. Biden put us back into a lot of things. Like he got rid of a lot of good stuff that Trump did, even though I'm not sold on everything Trump did, but I don't know. I'm not sold on everything the Republicans are doing now.
You mean there might be an issue or two?
Yeah, they just kind of go along to get along, it seems like. So, they considered a binding instrument of international law. So how does that work? Okay, I'm going to create a binding instrument that makes everybody subject to whatever I say they are going to do and negotiate.
And who are you?
Well, I'm me.
Yeah, well.
I'm me. I'm me. I'm who? Who? What?
I don't know.
I
can't believe it. And you think that the United States should just go along with it? Could you say so?
We just go along with things because when we're told to do stuff, because it's for everybody's good. If you don't like it, and you're probably a violent extremist, racist, homophobic, LGBTQ, XYZ hater.
Right.
And I hope it rains on your parade, you.
So they implement something. Does that mean that each state has to abide by that?
No, each country. I guess the state is a kind of a country.
So how would that work if
if you give them the big green weenie finger.
Your emotions.
You must have your emotions in check.
Did you write it on your hand?
I mean, I may have to go get an x-ray. Okay. So, this is really a truthful story. They're considering a binding instrument of international law. Now, number one, you got to actually comply with that to be binding. I guess they forgot that part. Okay, similar negotiations took place last month in drafting a new who, what?
What?
I don't know. Who?
I don't know.
Pandemic treaty. Okay, and while the two are often conflated.
I know it.
Why those two are often conflated, I'm not sure who's conflating them. The proposed IHR, which again would be the International Health Regulations. What? Somebody just decided, oh, we're just going to go make up an organization and call it the International Health Regulations. And
I'm Klaus Schwab, and I'm making this regulation, and you all are going to go by it.
We'll call
abide
it
by
Soros
it.
And Schwab.
Yeah,
and,
because I am me, and you will follow all the rules.
And you will have nothing, and you will like it. Because by the way, would you like a cigarette?
And because you're Joe and you don't have a brain, you are part of it.
Ice cream. So who screams? You scream. Okay, so ice cream. All right. Similar negotiations took place drafting a new WHO pandemic treaty. Who knew that we were going to have another pandemic treaty?
Oh, no, we didn't know that we were going to have another emergency at all.
No, they wouldn't do that again. Can you say monkeypox? And I guess the fact
you can't say monkeypox anymore.
Why?
That's bad.
Well, because I guess you have to be gay to get it.
So you can't say monkey.
So that kind of ruined that whole plan of the new pandemic. And I guess the fact that everybody's kind of wising up and going, "Hey, you know, you want me to wear the mask? Hey, see this? Can you read it? If not, I'll turn it up." Okay. And so, while the two are often conflated. The proposed amendment to the IHR and the proposed pandemic treaty represent two separate but related sets of proposals that would fundamentally alter the WHO's what ability to respond to public health emergencies throughout the world. and critics warn could significantly strip nations of their sovereignty. There's no big picture here, is there?
Nope.
This is all big quinky dink, and you know when I see Klaus Schwab, you just Google Klaus Schwab.
I just first can't believe that. How did he get where he is? And nobody's taken him to the train station or anything. That's what I like to know.
Because you
and everybody's going to follow this guy because why?
He's got to have a few friends over there at the central bank with the unlimited power to print money. And pretty soon, you create these organizations and you start another Bond movie. I don't know, Dr. Evil.
Dr. Evil.
Evil and Company,
I mean, really? Why would anybody get up there and listen to that and go along with it? Because he says so?
Dr. Evil and Stinkfinger. I mean, it's really... Yeah. I mean, so who's going to go along with this? I don't know. There's a bunch of rooms out there that'll go, climate change, the world's going to end in 12 weeks. We need to just give all our money to the climate change guys because those deniers, they don't believe that we should give all of our rights up.
Give up our property. Give it all up to them. Yeah, no problem.
Because they have our best interests.
And they'll make sure that we get fed and we have a house.
Pretty sure the school board's going to vote for that. And so.
Well, they probably already have.
Yeah. So these guys are rude. So these would transfer, really? So into a legally binding contract where they strip everybody in the world of their rights. And who's going to have all the rights? Well, it's probably going to be the WHO. What?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So
they're working at it. But, you know, you do have a lot of I shouldn't say a lot of states, but there are some states that are pushing back on this. And so that's what I was wondering exactly, you know, if Biden put us back in that, and some of the states said, you know what, we're not going to go along with it. What can be done?
I wonder
if the people say, no.
Well, then we have to force you to do it somehow. We'll probably come up with a pandemic or, you know, start another war in some foreign country.
Probably
drain
more.
You of all your assets and resources. Do, you know, have a hyperinflation or something, crash your economy. Yeah, you'll do what you're told. So according to the author and researcher James Roguski, that's a strange name, these two proposals would transform the WHO from an advisory organization to a global governing body whose policies would be legally binding. They would also greatly expand the scope and reach of the IHR, institute a system of global health certificates and passports, and allow the WHO to mandate medical examinations, quarantine, and treatment.
And
anybody who disagrees with this, not only are you a client denier, you're spewing disinformation, and you're probably a violent
extremist. And you don't care about the children. Or the little puppy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Take a selfie, post it, and with a Nazi symbol.
Yeah.
See how this works? So this isn't about the climate change. This isn't about the children or the LGBTQ or any of that. This is always about bigger government across the board. Being shuffled in the hands of a few people who just want to do this all for our own benefit. And, you know, I mean, Klaus Schwab, what a good guy. You know, so what if he looks like a bad Bond villain and, and he's got his henchman, odd job, Dr. Evil. You know, who knew? Who cares?
Yeah.
It's all good.
Well, did you see, not to change the subject, but did you see about the illegal immigration crisis in New York? You know, the small town that's saying, you know what, our system can't hold all
this. We've had enough.
We can't take it any longer. You know, but it's okay for the rest of us to do it. But, you know, Biden says there's no problem with all the immigration coming across the border.
I'm going to post.
But anyway, this is a small town, Jamestown, New York. You know, all of a sudden now they're saying, you know what, stop sending them here. We can't take it no longer. How about we just stop them from coming, period?
Control our borders. Oh,
you're racist.
See how this works? All you got to do is try to correct a problem, and you're going to get called racist or homophobe or climate denier, election denier. Am I the only one that can see the game that's being played here?
I think there's a lot more people out there.
Am I just crazy that this is just all a big ruse? Hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
But it's starting to fall.
well, you know, the Twitter, you know, the alternative media, you know, pull your kids out of school, put them in private school, with the teachers that you know, unplug from the mainstream media because it's just propaganda. You know, the guys who, you know, own the bank, they wouldn't, you know, and they wouldn't, well, they're funding the WHO, the who, the what, where,
no,
and why.
They wouldn't be doing that with them.
They
no.
wouldn't have been taking over the media and feeding you full of crap for the last 20 years, would they? They wouldn't be that smart, would they? Klaus Schwab, I mean, all he needs is a German uniform and a monocle, and he could be in charge of Stalag 13. Just saying. All right, so we got about 5 minutes left.
Yeah, there's more.
There's more. Yeah, there's always more. And there's more.
More. And the rest of the story.
So, I don't know. There's, I guess we could, you know, I got one here. Groomers with guns. Groomers with guns greet children protected, child protective activists at Dallas at an all-age drag event. Taylor Hansen reports. In December, investigative journalist Taylor Hansen attended an all-age Christmas drag show in Dallas. And they care about the kids. You do understand the drag guys.
Sure they do.
They're not grooming and, you know, come on. It's all a it's a CO conspiracy. Come on. Stop it. Who? Okay, and so during the event at which minors were exposed to explicit sexual contact, as reported by NewsWars, his reporting went viral, and
there's nothing wrong with these people. I mean, come on.
And it led to proposals by lawmakers to ban children from these events in the state. So, gee, you know, exposure and sunlight is what these guys need because their agenda is not about freedom and a better life. It's not about taking care of everybody. It's about, you know, debasing everybody's morality because your allegiance goes to the state as opposed to a God that says, do unto your neighbors as you do unto you. There's a set of rules here to have a civil society. Over here, the only set of rules we have is do what the hell we tell you because we want you to get conditioned to do whatever we say, and your allegiance will be to the state as opposed to your family.
Did you say that they needed sunshine? And what, they only needed sunshine or something like that?
These guys
in the
look
beginning.
Like they need a little bit more than sunshine. A little soap.
I thought you said that. It's like, no, I want to see how fast they can run.
Well, sunshine is the best disinfectant, you know, this transparency.
Well, yeah, I know that, but I mean, these people, sunshine is not going to help.
And then they use, here's another example. Protect drag from fascism. Really? So in other words, if I don't want you grooming my underage child to some kind of sexual perversion, I'm a fascist?
Yep.
See, that's what these guys do. All they do is call you names, and what they're doing is projecting who they are onto you.
They're sick.
They're sick. They are really sick puppies who
sick
need
and evil.
To probably go someplace other than here. And so, but that's the game. That is the game, isn't it? Okay. Is that these guys all call everybody names and accuse them of doing what they are doing themselves. And, Joe's found with a bunch of, classified documents, but it's Trump's fault because he's a liar.
Yeah. And Joe Biden tells the truth.
He probably planted them. And then the guy that says, oh, they were probably planted. He's the guy that was talking about too many people getting to one side of the island and it might turn over. I mean, that's...
Yeah,
I mean,
Trump didn't have anything better to do.
That's a new special kind of dumb. All right? But what they do is they're very good at calling everybody else names instead of taking personal responsibility for their actions. Jack. All right. So I think that's a pretty good rant. I think I went off on the deep end here for a little while. So don't listen to these guys because it's all bull crap. I almost said something else.
What?
I don't know.
What?
I'm on third. Leave me alone.
Okay. No comment about being on third base. No.
Hey.
So, anyway.
I hit an in-the-park home run.
In your mind, I guess you could.
You could be replaced.
And with that, we've come to the end of the
show. I guess we're
at
the end, yeah. So yeah. I guess government is not reason, is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and fearful master.
And have a good week, and we will see you next week. You've been listening to KCNR 1468 and 96.5 FM.
I am sailing stormy waters to be near you. To be free, I am fighting. I am fighting.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.